Social distancing live from the home of six different people from five different places. We'll go with that. It's Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. And Nostalgia November is over, but we still have plenty of great content here for you in December. We got nothing.
We got a few things to wrap up the year.
We got a few things to wrap up the year. Can we wrap with you here tonight? With me, of course, tonight, we have the Allstate guy.
Don't call me the Allstate guy.
All right, I'm done with it. That's all I wanted to do. With me tonight, Jesse Kimmel.
Hey, that's me.
We've also got Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hello.
Shell Boo Jackson.
Hello.
Double H.
Hey.
And the man himself, Tanner Cavert.
Yo, isn't this supposed to be Tanner Thursday? What the fuck happened?
Life.
You stopped showing up.
It's virtual, man. You still didn't.
Life.
Remember that movie? Remember that movie, Life? Yes.
I watch that movie all the time. I love that movie.
Wait, are you talking about the one with Martin Lawrence and?
Yes.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, that's not what I was thinking of. Wasn't there one that just came out like a couple of years ago?
You're talking about the
Ryan
one with
Reynolds and Jake
Gyllenhaal,
the space movie. Yeah.
The one that they said it was going to be the prequel to Venom.
Venom
was the big rumor. Yeah, it wasn't.
Yes, I mean it may as well have been.
You know, we were talking about the Venom movie the other day, and we all kind of agreed that it was pretty good. It was okay, but the one thing I absolutely hated from that film, and it's also something I really liked, was Woody Harrelson as Cletus Cassidy. Because I love Woody Harrelson. But
yeah, I'm ready.
I'm going to be honest with you. I barely remember that movie at all.
Like I said, it was an okay film, but that wig that Woody Harrelson wore as Cletus Cassidy, oh my God, that was terrible. Can I get an amen?
No. Only if you do the voice.
Hold on. Sometimes I'm not prepared. All right, here we go.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You kind of sound like Moltar with that.
Moltar.
Nobody remembers Moltar. Come on.
Well, clearly I do.
Something wrong with you. So I said earlier today, I want to jump right into it because this makes me laugh. Well, it doesn't make me laugh. So things
let's
you should
jump right into it then.
Things you should never search for when you're researching a story for the show.
No,
never Google the Allstate guy. No,
no, that's correct.
You should always Google the Allstate guy.
That's not his name.
The guy from Waiting to Exhale. I'm sorry. Really quick, has anyone here actually seen Waiting to Exhale other than me?
Yeah.
Okay. What's that?
No, go ahead. I'll wait.
I say, what just happened? Everybody cut out.
Yeah, nobody said, what is that?
Nobody has seen Waiting to Exhale. That's why.
I said yes.
Did you say yes? I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I said yes.
I also did not hear Lindsay say yes.
Okay, somebody did cut out. All right, good. I'm not going crazy.
We're not crazy. Well, I just assumed nobody had seen the film.
We're a little crazy.
Anyway, Motherfucker of the Week. Let's jump into it right now. Jesse, do you know who the Motherfucker of the Week is?
I don't know, but I think it has something to do with pedophilia.
Sort of. Her name is Gabby DiMartino. She is a YouTube celebrity, which means I assume she's done nothing substantial with her life.
Oh, I do know who this is. Okay, go on.
She became famous because she looks like Ariana Grande. And
I have heard about this person.
Yeah, she spun this into a YouTube career. Well, she also has an OnlyFans account. And a couple days ago, on her OnlyFans account, she charged $3 per person to watch a video. You can't see the video until you buy it. the title for the video was Won't Put My Panties On. And it was $3. So lots of people bought it. And it was actually a video of her as a child lifting up her dress, like a little kid. She's like 5 years old, lifting up her dress, and she's not wearing underwear, and they're trying to get her to put her underwear back on. And she charged for this. So, man, what a bad idea that was. Because that's a lot of people that bought it presumed.
So many levels.
Well, yeah, because they thought that it was going to be this woman not wanting to put her underwear on, and they wanted to pay for this, apparently. But she said that you should never thought it would be sexual because her OnlyFans isn't sexual in nature, despite the fact that some of her previous posts were her half naked or quote unquote slips or her naked pressed up against other women. So it's not completely out of the question that people would buy this video assuming it's going to be something sexual in nature. And instead they get a basically child pornographic video that she charged money for people to watch. Oh,
that's real dumb.
Very dumb. They deactivated her account, obviously. She apologized like crazy. She said it was just a joke. I'm sorry if people were offended by it. And they are now looking into possibly charging her with distributing child pornography.
Imagine. That's basically what she did.
I always hate that apology. I'm sorry if this offended anybody. Bitch.
I didn't know what I did was wrong. I didn't know that posting videos of naked little girls was going to get me in trouble. Even if you're imagine if you went to jail for distributing child porn of yourself. That's weird. I mean, it's weird in general.
That's a weird thing.
That's up what there on the real dumb list.
What a stupid, stupid person. I just think this is one of the most ridiculous stories I've ever heard. And for the record, if you do decide to look this up, just look her name up, because I couldn't remember her name, so I looked up child porn OnlyFans. And
Google that?
Well, because I'm not looking for child porn. I knew it was going to find the story, and it did. But comes with a risk.
Well, Shannon's on a list somewhere.
I mean,
he's been on that list.
Easy.
That's true.
What the fuck? I don't think that's the kind of thing you should be joking about. People are going to think I ain't right.
No, I mean, like, you obviously didn't look up child porn, so you're not on, like, that particular list.
Uh-huh.
But, like, that adjacent list that you've been on for a while, it's a long-standing joke.
It's only a joke to everyone that's not me.
Look, we're quickly getting back to that famous Thanksgiving episode.
We're not ever back to that famous Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah, I regret that one a little bit. It was funny, but in the moment...
Again, it was funny to everybody that wasn't me.
Look, Shannon, I find that's like 90% of your humor, but the other way around.
No. When was the last time you... Oh, you know, no, I don't want to get into that, because it's going to get like super serious. When was the last time you ever heard me make a joke about rape?
Oh, you know, like I said, in the moment, it was funny. Like, I regret it now.
Yeah, I regret a lot of our show, including the first 8 minutes of this one. What are we at now?
8 minutes.
Oh, hell. All right. Well,
he's still regretting it.
Moving away. Yeah, because Double H stopped talking a long time ago, and I don't blame him. Let's jump into something a little more pleasant. Let's see if we can get Hunter back. Hunter, you still there? He might actually not be there at this point.
Yeah, because he hasn't said anything in a while, and we've had a lot of comments.
He's taking Parker outside.
Yeah.
Literally, I've been listening to the whole show. I was going to say the second we start, and then he's got to go outside. Yeah, I'm out back with him, so I'll be back in a minute.
All right, cool. We just want to make sure we didn't just lose you because of the content.
Now looked at the Discord, and then, yeah, he did inform us that he was going to be gone for a second.
Oh, see, I didn't see that because my thing didn't update. It says there's one new message, but I didn't see it. All right. Oh, well, did everybody have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
I froze my ass off and ate too much, so.
I worked.
Yes. Go on.
I went duck hunting that morning, and my brand new chess waders I just spent a lot of money on just happened to have a leak that was so bad I poured a gallon of water out of my boots when I got home.
Ew.
Well, Lindsay and I had Thanksgiving dinner together. Mm-hmm. She worked, though. Lindsay, remember when you worked on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, don't remind me.
I got to hang out with Matt Sin on Thanksgiving. That's what I did.
Man. Aww. I didn't know. Yeah. Well, it doesn't surprise. It shouldn't surprise me that he's in town, but sad I missed him.
He came over and we played Call of Duty. Mostly I let him play and I watch because, you know, I get to play all the time. In fact, Hunter and I were literally playing right before we got on. We sent you an invite. You didn't accept it.
He was playing Hades.
Yeah, I was on my PC. Shelby was watching something on the TV.
Tanner, I'm going to have to remind you once again, you made choices to purchase other things and not Call of Duty, and you continue to get angry at us for having a game that we purchased.
Yeah, we don't get mad at you for having Duck Hunter 2014.
You know, if that was a game, I would own it, and I'm not ashamed.
I mean, you guys play Phasmophobia all the time without me. I have never once said, oh man, you playing Phasmophobia. I don't have the stuff to run Phasmophobia. That's fine. This is perfectly fine by me.
We've been playing for the past couple nights, me and Tanner and Maria and Billy Hills. And Maria last night, God bless her.
That poor girl.
She died every game.
She had the worst night.
Every game she died. And what's sad is when she doesn't just die, she always dies in the most embarrassing way. The first time, the one time she died, her dead body twerked because the game glitched. So she just twerked until her little body couldn't twerk anymore and it gave out.
Isn't that basically how everyone wants to go?
That's how I want to die,
Twerk and then until I can't twerk no more.
Last night she died in the closet.
We're not getting into that.
No, sir.
Before we get too far away, I also had a nice Thanksgiving. Thank you for asking. I had a lot to eat, and we did Sarah's birthday celebration stuff with both of our families at a distance on the move real quick. But it was good. I also ate too much. Can safely say I did not pour a gallon of water out of my boots. But you know, we can't all have all the best times, Tanner.
Well, I'm still recovering from my bout with COVID-19, so I'm still mostly without taste. It's about 50%. It's getting better. I couldn't taste everything Lindsay cooked, but what I could taste was really good. It was one of the first things that I've been able to actually enjoy in over a month at this point. So kudos to Lindsay for cooking.
As far as I'm aware, Shannon never got tested for COVID-19.
No, he didn't. You're going to put me on the spot.
He's saying that he has COVID-19 or had, in the same breath that he's also talking about hanging out with Matt Sin from out of town and eating Thanksgiving with Lindsay.
It was already past that point.
Yeah, no, we're talking like a month and a half ago was when I got sick.
He just hasn't got his taste back.
Yeah, I'm far past the point of like being contagious. The reason that I feel, and I won't get into too many details because I don't want to put anybody on Front Street or anything, but somebody that I hung out with found out that their family member tested positive. And shortly after they found this out, they got sick. And I was around them, and then I got sick immediately after. And I had not all of the symptoms, but I did lose my taste and smell. And this was literally the day I got sick was the day after the election. So, tells you how far back it was. And I lost my taste and smell.
Tells you who you were rooting for.
Well, yeah. Like, that's okay. So, real quick, I need to figure this out. So from what I was told, and Jesse, you can clarify this for me, because I know you and me, we're both into the politics, Hunter as well, Tanner to an extent, Shelby I'm unaware of, Lindsay is basically an ostrich. So,
I think that's a lot of the approach that Shelby takes on it too.
Did you go with ostrich because they stick their head in the sand even though they don't actually do that?
Yeah, right. What?
Yeah, they don't do that.
I'm sorry, I don't have my immediate political world on the television on a daily basis anymore.
Oh, you're talking about me, aren't you?
Isn't it like a...
Uh-huh.
There's another bird that actually does that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Flamingo?
I'd bet my pun.
Yeah. But here's...
it's not a flamingo.
Hang on, I'm copying this directly from... Yeah, they don't do that. What they do is they flop to the ground, they lay still. Like you're supposed to do, like supposedly when some bears attack and stuff, and because their head and their neck are the same color as the ground, often it looks like they stuck their head in the ground.
Well, you know, Hunter, at the same time, there was no actual widespread voter fraud either, but I still choose to believe. Stop the steal.
Well,
anyway,
but why? Why would you do that?
I was led to believe that if Donald Trump won, we would get a stimulus package because he said they wouldn't do anything until after he won the election. And I was led to believe that if the Democrats won, that COVID would go away. Neither of them happened, so I don't know who won the election.
Importantly, it was the people that lost the election that were spinning both of those narratives.
Right. Well, okay. Yes. I don't want to get too much into politics, because that's kind of what we do on this show. But so, have you heard about this guy, Lin Wood?
No.
He has been doing...
That's where Weird Al's from.
Lin Wood, yeah. Well, yeah, Lindsay, yeah. Actually. Lin Wood is... he's been going on TV with Susan Collins, who is one of Trump's former attorneys. I don't know if she actually was or wasn't. She's the one that said that it's voter fraud and that Hugo Chavez and stuff like that, right? Well,
did hear about that story. Yeah.
She's been running around with this guy, Lin Wood, who's an attorney. And he did a press conference a couple of days ago where he was basically threatening the governor of Georgia. He was saying, don't go out and vote because it's a rigged election. Because, you know, they still have that runoff in Georgia for the Senate. That's so important.
Yeah.
He's basically saying, don't go vote because it's a rigged election. They need to do something about this or else, you know, we're going to do something. I think he said something like, I want you to get in your cars and drive around the governor's house and honk until he changes stuff. Well, then it just came out a couple days ago that Lin Wood donated to the Obama campaign multiple times over the years. He's a Democrat supporter. He now is one of Trump's top guys telling people not to go vote in the Georgia election because it's rigged. And the conspiracy theory is that he is a Democrat that is literally on Trump's stage telling other Republicans, don't vote in this election so Democrats can win.
That's spectacular.
And you asked me why I still want to believe in this stuff, Hunter, because this is fucking hilarious. This is all good for my soul.
I really hope that, I hope that it's true, and that, you know, the fact that the people are saying it, it's like, nah, they're just trying to, like, this is more fake news about one of Trump's boys. Right. Let's not go out and vote and really show them. Wait. They're going to be rolling around Election Day like, hold up, now what?
Yeah, they showed a representative from Georgia, and I forget what her name was, but they were having like a town hall type thing, and they were asking her questions. And there were some Republican voters there asking her, why should we show up to vote when the election's already decided? It's already rigged. And she's like, no, please show up and vote. We need you to vote for these Republicans. And they're just like, why? It's all rigged. The winner's already been decided. It's almost like they're reaping what they sow now. The chickens have come home to roost. It's
you guys are stupid. They're gonna be looking for voters.
That's how they get you.
Oh, it's delicious. Oh. It's the only thing. I think it's the only thing keep me going these days. It's that good.
That's good all right. Shit.
That's all I got. That's the show.
Okay. Da, 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 da. All right. Podzilla1985.com.
We should probably get in these lists because we actually have two. Are we still doing the two lists?
Should we hit them up on Reddit? Because I feel like I'm the only one who posts on Reddit anymore.
Dude, I'm going to get back on Reddit. You have my word.
Hunter, I have next to your little name on Reddit. I have like a plus 32 at this point. So I have upvoted every post that Hunter's posted. Every person
it's you.
That posts anything.
It's you.
Okay, but why is it Hunter?
On Godzilla 1985, I upvoted.
But Jesse, why is it Hunter's little name?
Oh, like his username. It's very small compared to the rest of the text.
What are you saying? He's small? What are you saying? You saying he's not important?
I'm gonna let this line of questioning go. I want to see where this goes.
I want to know.
I think Jesse might be a secret pen and nerd guy who snuck in here to try to tell all these people to not go to our. I don't know what's happening anymore.
He's got that secret myspace.com/penanderd site ready to go.
Oh, God.
You can find Tanner's new podcast on Parler.
No!
You motherfucker.
You know, my favorite part about Parler is
no,
that...
No, Tanner! Tanner left.
Is that it was originally... There he is. It was supposed to be Parlay, but they were like, nah, our target audience ain't smart enough for that. They ain't gonna join something that has no French name, so we're just gonna call it Parler.
Also, I want to thank Tanner for posting the picture of Billy and Maria in the closet together. That's their dead bodies, just laid out.
I, Jesse, I can't be the only one who hears this story about Parler slash Parlay and just immediately thinks of The Office. Oh, everyone speaks pirate now? Well, I speak it. I can't read it. Y'all speak pirate code now?
Oh. The debauchery was my way of coping.
So I've just now seen the YouTube thing, so I'm gonna start working on that too.
What YouTube thing?
I told you about it.
I am now. I don't remember you saying anything, but I know you were like motioning to it on the phone, and I was like, why is she writing down YouTube stuff? Maybe she just wants to fill that in because she watches a lot of YouTube.
Jeez. We're doing
all right. A list.
All right, thanks.
He's doing it quick.
Checking it twice.
Well, let's try and get, like, I'll get some YouTube stuff ready to go.
All right, so I'm assuming we're doing YouTube channels, right?
Channels or videos. Just videos particular that just tickled your fancy.
I can't do that. With the sheer amount of YouTube that I consume at this point, I have to do channels.
That's fine.
Well, you know, get it's off my optional. Ass about it.
Why was that so funny to me?
I'm thinking, you know, cute little white girl, middle of the ghetto, bunch of aliens roaming around.
You know, she's up to no good. She got a book on quantum physics.
Those books are way too advanced for her.
Yeah, this man over here, he's just trying to do some pull-ups, man, trying to stay in shape.
How would I feel if someone came up in the gym and busted my ass while I was, you know, on the elliptical? Half of what we said was right.
You know, Captain America over here, sir, with honors. He has no idea what's going on.
I have no idea what's going on.
Neither does anyone else on the show.
Are you new Men in Black? I got it. I'm just trying to get this YouTube stuff going.
You busting my shit up over here, homie. I'm laughing.
So, TV series.
All right, are we starting?
Tanner, just please start the show.
Can we start with the YouTube, because I haven't done any of the TV series yet?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, Jesse hasn't done any of that yet. All right, we'll start with TV series.
I've got three YouTube ones so far. I think I can make it through.
No, we'll start with TV shows first. We'll start with TV shows first, because I can wing this. So just like my character in D&D Hunter, I'm gonna wing it.
How come you can make bird puns, but mine make you mad?
Bird up.
He is the bird.
I am the bird's the word.
Those are their
bird
words.
Is the word.
He's taking it back.
All right. So, as is customary with this, Lindsay, explain to us what tonight's topics are.
Okay. So, December, we in general do the year wrap up, more or less. So, tonight we are doing 5 series from this year that we enjoyed. Okay. They can be television or streaming service originals. And they don't necessarily have to have been made this year, but you have to basically have watched them for the first time this year.
Okay. For the first time?
Yes.
Oh.
And then we are also doing YouTube channels or videos in the same fashion.
Hunter, I'm going to make an executive decision real quick. I'm going to X off that part of her list.
He's going to override that part.
I think it should be any series that you've watched this year that helped you cope with 2020.
Okay, that's fine.
It'll be okay for me as long as we can say like it's the show's not new, but this season was new.
That's fine.
That helps out a lot.
That works. Yeah. I can make that work, and that way it doesn't have to be like, you know, I was going to throw Pete and Pete on there just to throw it out there because Sarah watched it for the first time. So it would have counted for her, not for
me. Damn it, if only she was on the show. Tag her in.
She got a headache. She's asleep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Please tell me she loved the series.
Yes. Yeah, and so...
Okay, because that was a favorite growing up.
I was going to say, this is my addendum before the show starts, because that doesn't count technically for what we're doing. But yeah, so she bought them for me, as a matter of fact, for Christmas a few years ago. Seasons 1 and 2 on DVD. They're the only ones that they put on DVD. They never did 3. But seasons 1 and 2, the DVDs have both the actual seasons, plus all the shorts that came first, and all 5 of the specials. So it's literally everything but season 3. Lo and behold... Not too long after that, I'm looking around just because we've been watching the show. The entire series is on YouTube, and it's been up for a year, and nobody has taken it down.
Sweet.
So, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at the link right now. I'll send it in case anybody's wanting to go back and check it out. Now, the quality's not great.
I don't care. I'll deal with it.
Well, it was made in the 90s. You can't expect the show to be that good. The writing wasn't there.
This is a transfer from the inn, from the network that they had, the little like throwback Nickelodeon there for a while, the website.
Right.
So you can tell that the transfer quality is not great. But again, this is the entire series beginning to end. It starts with the specials. I think the only thing that's not on YouTube is the shorts. But the shorts are legitimately like, I think there's 4 or 5 little 1 minute episodes, and that was what, you know, the show was spawned from. But yeah, this is all the specials, which eventually became the first episodes of season 1, and then seasons 1, 2, and 3 all together. So we watched season 3 on here, and she got to see everything in total. And I was really excited about that because she loved it. It was legitimately, if you've never watched The Adventures of Pete and Pete, first of all, do it, okay? We'll put this link somewhere else so you can get to it, or just look it up on YouTube because it's right there. It's the first result. It's the Wonder Years by way of Tim and Eric. That's
yes,
the best way I can describe
that,
it.
That is a very good description of it.
I'm the bus driver.
Really, you're definitely Stu Benedict, yes.
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
Why are you killing my soul? yeah, you're decidedly Stu Benedict. That is very accurate.
Thank you.
It's one of those things that I loved as a kid. I don't want to say I forgot about, but, you know, what are you going to do? It's not on anything. You can't find it anywhere. But we watched that documentary, The Orange Years, about the early years of Nickelodeon. And it reminded us, reminded me of this. And I'm like, we have these DVDs. So we get home the next day. What are we watching? I don't know. I said, we're watching Pete and Pete. This is what we're doing. And it was like 4 or 5 days worth of this is all we watched. And it was great. So that's the honorable mention. I got to put it out there because that was one of those things that if you talk about just getting me through the year, it was one of those things that really was a nice, like, you look forward to coming home to watch this every day.
I want to throw one out there similarly because it was only one episode, so I can't really put it on the list. I could, but I feel like it'd be a cop out. But if you have Shudder and you are a fan of the Creepshow series at all, they did have a Halloween special where they did the Stephen King short story, Survivor Type, and the other one, I forget the name of it, but it was about a family that goes to a circus where they, something's wrong. I don't want to tell you what it is because it's a major spoiler, but they're both animated because with COVID, they obviously couldn't actually film it. So it's all completely animated. The animation style is very unique. I don't want to say that I loved it because it's almost, what are those things, like motion comic style? And I'm not a huge fan of those.
Oh, yeah.
But the stories were good.
Animated storybook style.
Right. Great actors though. Kiefer Sutherland was in it. Jamie King was in it. It was good. It was really good. So I recommend that too. But I didn't put it on my list because with one episode, I don't think it really counted. And season 2 doesn't start till next year. So. All right. With that said, as is the tradition, we always go to Jesse first so he can ruin it and take something of mine. So Jesse, first round is going to go to me.
No,
you son of a bitch, because my first pick is Lovecraft Country.
Oh, I was definitely going to do it to you, too.
I know.
Wait,
you
said
were.
We were doing YouTube first.
No, because Jesse needs help. So
I've already
do
got YouTube
TV
done.
First.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've already said my first one now, so it doesn't matter. We have to do this one now. We have to do this one. My first pick is Lovecraft Country, because Jesse was going to steal it from me.
I'm on a very small
budget here, guys. Lovecraft Country was an adaptation on HBO Max. It was really, really good. Hunter and I have talked about it. It's not for everybody. Not everyone gets hooked, but I did.
It's me. I'm everybody.
Right. But I did.
I never did. One day maybe I'll go back and give it more of a shot, but I just couldn't. I couldn't latch onto it. But you did in a big way.
I did. I really liked it. Lindsay and I watched the series, and we both very much enjoyed it. Every episode was a hit, I won't lie. Like, not everything about it was perfect. In fact, the ending itself, to me, was a little eh. But as a whole, I thought the series was really, really good. I hope they make a part 2. I don't know if they could, but I hope they do. And I really recommend it to everybody. Don't let the title fool you. There's very little Lovecraft in it. In fact, the whole reason it's called Lovecraft Country is kind of a mistake. But what is there is a really good supernatural show that's not just good paranormal. It's not just good drama. But it's also, it tackles some real hard topics, black, help me out here, Jesse.
Wait, what?
They cover Emmett Till, yes. And they cover...
I was going to say, they brought up history things that I didn't know about until this, and I felt real dumb because I had to ask Shannon about them.
And they do Wall Street is the other one.
Black Wall Street, Jesus Christ, I could not think of it.
I didn't know about that at all.
Yeah, that's so the one I talked about that I didn't know about until Watchmen.
Right.
Like, yes. I thought, because yeah. I watched the Watchmen series on HBO, and it was one of those things where, like, as I was watching it, I thought, like, oh, well, this is an interesting piece of fiction to provide some motivation for our protagonist. Oh. Oh, no, that really happened.
That actually happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they tackle it. They tackle it in this show, and they did a pretty good job with it. It wasn't insulting. I'm always a little bit insulted by time travel, but it is what it is. This show goes... There's a point in this show where it stops being kind of paranormal and supernatural and sci-fi and goes into the realm of insanity, Jesse, when she starts going through time and dimensions.
It was so good, though. I loved it so much.
Really good. Really good. I highly recommend Lovecraft Country. Like I said, it's not perfect, but I really enjoyed it. That's my first pick. Now let's go to Jesse.
Son of a bitch. all right, well, I'm going to steal another one from you then. Haunting of Bly Manor.
Motherfucker.
Both of you suck.
I can feel Shelby's rage, and I love it. But I hate my rage, you bastard.
Yeah, act like I can't do nothing. I still steal it.
Ah. Well, tell us about it.
Haunting of Bly Manor is the new it's the technically season 2, I guess, of Haunting of Hill House, but it's a completely different story. It's not even listed in like the same, like, it has its own listing on Netflix.
It's an anthology series,
so I feel like it counts because it's very different than Haunting of Hill House. And I really enjoyed it.
They're trying to figure it out.
It's very different from Hill House. It was 100% less scary.
Yes.
So these two little kids get get a nanny, and there's a bunch of stuff that happens at this house, and people die, and then their spirits stick around, and it's real interesting. I liked it a lot.
Very depressing. Whereas Hill House to me was sad but very scary, this show was kind of scary but very sad.
Yeah, there was a couple of moments that were kind of like scary, but yeah, mostly it was just sad.
Honestly, the daughter was the scariest part of that whole thing. Her and those little dolls she made.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think to me, the scariest part was how charming and handsome Peter Quint was.
You have been obsessed.
I am obsessed with Peter Quint.
There were times that you would message me, like, I would get up in the morning and I would see Shannon message you at 3:42 a.m. and it just says, Peter Quint. Yeah. I'm like, yes. It's like you're on Tumblr, Peter Quint. Reblog if you agree. Okay. about what? What am I supposed to say here?
Oliver Jackson Cohen is the actor that played Peter Quint. He also played Luke in Haunting of Hill House. And the reason that I like him so much is because he's perfect.
Holy
Here's
crap,
a picture
he was
of him.
Luke in Haunting of Hill House.
He was. Here's a picture of him. In case you needed to get aroused, here's a picture of him.
I mean, he is quite the handsome man.
Oh my dear God! Every time Peter Quint was off the screen, I asked Lindsay, "Where's Peter Quint?"
Shouldn't it be illegal to? It should be illegal to be that symmetrical. That can't be legal. Like, it's just, it looks like you could fold his face and it would match perfectly.
So here's my question: why is he not James Bond and every other character in the movie?
He's too tall.
Yeah.
Oh, he is 6'3". Yeah.
Yep. That's good.
I didn't know what to expect from him in this series, because in Haunting of Hill House, he was probably my favorite character in Haunting of Hill House too, not because he was so handsome, but just his character arc.
Yeah,
he's
very different character.
I need to make a connection here. John Oliver is to Adam Driver as Shannon Young is to this guy.
Crush me, you tall slab of beef.
Oh, I love the season finale where Adam Driver
calls
him.
He showed up. No, this is weird. Like, you hear this. This is weird, right?
I think my favorite part is the end where he just goes, I hated this, and he clicks off. All right, let's go to Shelby. Shelby, what you got?
Orville.
All I heard was Weevil. What was that?
No. The Orville.
I'm still waiting. The Orville. Okay.
Yes. Oh.
I've never seen it. Never
What's
seen
that?
It.
It's the best Star Trek.
You don't like Seth MacFarlane, though.
Shannon, you would like this, though, I think.
I think I would, too. I have a love-hate relationship with Seth MacFarlane.
But it's, you know? But it's so Star Trek.
It's the best Star Trek.
It is.
Oh, easy.
No.
Easy.
No.
I stand by it.
Mm. I think you should first have to watch Star Trek before you can. You gotta watch Star Trek before you can say it's the best one.
I have watched Star Trek, thank you.
All of it?
I've watched the original and the Next Generation.
You need to watch all of it then.
Did you watch Deep Space Nine? Did you watch Voyager? Uh-uh. Okay then. Anyway, Shelby, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. I guess we know nobody will be sneaking through these gates anytime soon. Y'all keeping them.
Did you watch Picard?
So hard. you could train the next generation.
Best say,
no pun intended.
Let's say Picard was
easy. Pretty good. Easy. Let's not talk about it yet, just in case.
What?
All right.
For the new one.
Oh, I forgot they did a... Okay, yep. I'm caught all up now.
So Orville, which is the Star Trek kind of spoof by Seth MacFarlane.
It's not even a spoof. Like, it's just Seth MacFarlane wanted to make a Star Trek show, and he did, and it's phenomenal. Like, it's still got comedy to it, but it's not like...
He actually took it seriously.
Yeah, it's not Family Guy.
That's good.
He took it very seriously.
So there's a lot of love and respect for the topic.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. That's the only reason I even like it. If it would have been just a whole, like, we're going to make fun of this, I would have probably strangled Jesse for showing me this.
That's, for the record, what that Avenue 5 ended up being. I don't know if anybody tried to watch that. Sarah and I watched the first episode on HBO. Oh, it was bad. It was real bad.
No, I never even heard of it until you just said it.
It's, what's his name? He played House. Somebody help me.
Hugh Laurie?
There you go. Hugh Laurie. And it's from the people who made Veep, but Veep was so good, and this was so not. It's like a space cruise thing, and then stuff gets out of control, and they get trapped up there. I don't know. It was dumb.
Color me shocked, because there's not much that Hugh Laurie does that I don't like.
I'll say, I know that's not going to be on Hunter's list this week.
Yeah, let me rephrase, or not rephrase, but let me clarify. Hugh Laurie is just fine in it. It's just the show itself is not that great.
I got you.
All right. With that, let's move on to Tanner.
Okay, so for my first show, I'm picking This Is Us on NBC.
I know how he died.
Me too.
Everybody knows how he died.
Just making sure. Give us a quick rundown of it, and we'll swing over to Hunter.
So it's about a family, a man and woman got together, married, decided to have children, was having triplets. One of the triplets was a stillborn, and just so happens at the exact same time, a drug addict brought in his son who had just died, who happens to be a black man with a black child, and this black child is adopted by a white family in the 70s, and it's amazing.
That's not at all what I thought that show was about, so thank you for that description. Wow. I thought it was just...
It is an amazing show. It's just the stories, the writing, the acting in it is
That's
amazing.
The one with Mandy Moore and Mila Ventimiglia, right?
Yeah. And Justin Hartley.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Is that show over now or is it still going?
No, it's still on. They're on a hiatus right now. They'll be back, I think, next week.
All
right.
Let's swing it over to Double H.
Am I the last one?
No, Lindsay's last.
I'm always last.
No. Lindsay's queen.
Oh, okay. I have a few that I don't think anyone's going to pick, and I have a couple that somebody might, which means I'm going with the latter ones because I don't want them taken.
Right.
So I'm going to start with The Boys.
Oh. I want to watch that, but I haven't started it yet.
Good thing Maria's not on the show. She would have been upset. She loves The Boys.
That is the third one that's been taken from Shelby.
Jesus.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I put so many on this list because I knew this was going to happen. That's all any of us see, have been
I have,
this year.
I think I have six, so if I lose any, I'm out of luck.
I don't think
I
have to worry
one,
about anyone taking mine.
I had five. I'm already out of luck.
The Boys, of course, had been on... Good Lord. The Boys has been on before, obviously, but there was a new season this year. Season two, I think? Three?
Yeah,
I can't remember
season
off the top
two.
Of my head. Two. That's what I was thinking. The Boys is... you remember all those stories about Superman, but what if he was evil? Yeah, it's more like, what if they were all evil? What if everyone who had powers suddenly realized, I don't have to be a good person when they figured out they had these powers. I can just sort of do whatever I want. And there's a lot of corporate greed and a lot of just... It's the worst dregs of humanity, but also they're barely human because they shoot lasers out of their eyes and they can fly. So that's the basic setup for the show. But the second season is significantly, in my opinion, better than the first one.
Yeah.
Shannon, it's Ghostbusters 1 and 2 all over again. You need the first season to set it up. But the second season lets them do all the fun stuff. Because now you know who all the characters all are. All the origin stuff's out of the way. Let's just go and see what we can do with them.
I've only seen two, maybe three things from it. Because I know the comics fairly well, but
yeah,
Maria did show me the opening scene where the girl gets splattered, and that set a tone. Boy, that sets a tone.
Yeah.
I also saw some stuff with
three. Jensen Ackles is joining them.
He is.
Yeah, he's going to be the Captain America analogy character. I forget what his name is, but
I like Homelander. Yeah, Homelander is my favorite.
Yeah. Oh God! The boys is like, all of them are evil, but it's not necessarily that they're all evil. It's just like, yeah, what if you know this actually happened? What if superheroes actually were real? Because you know people's in as a whole suck. So
So why wouldn't superheroes suck too, just with powers?
Right. Garth Ennis is actually really good. Like he's the writer for that. He has a bunch of different books that are along that line. I'm trying to remember, I was trying to look it up here a second ago, but there's another book that he writes about, it's just a single, like, graphic novel, and it's about a hooker that gets superpowers, because the idea is, like, you know, everybody will do good if, you know, given the opportunity with great power. Oh my God.
So, really quick, I think I have a type, and that type is extremely handsome men. Because this is Anthony Starr, who plays Homelander, and boy howdy. Okay.
The Pro is what it's called, by the way, and I highly recommend everybody read it. It's pretty short, and it's spectacular.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh,
Shannon,
let's,
come back.
Shannon's distracted by the blondness.
I'm here.
He's staring at two pretty men. He's gone.
Jesus Christ.
Hang on.
At some point,
Shannon,
we
look at mine and Jesse's profile pictures any day of the week.
Look,
let's go.
Look.
They're
look,
always
Shannon,
up there.
I take that and I raise you.
At some point, Chris Evans and what's his name? Other Chris had to be replaced.
Hemsworth?
There you go. Tanner, I don't know who that is, but he is very handsome.
I also don't know who that is, but he looks kind of familiar.
That is just... It's Justin Hartley. He played Oliver Queen in Smallville.
In what?
Smallville.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's my type. Kind of that short, sexy hair. It's like you could imagine going to a fancy dinner with him, but also you stay home and just have a tussle in bed. Like, that's my type.
You just like and unmasked superheroes. That's what it is. You like their alter egos.
Yep.
Let's move on to Lindsay, because I'm about to punch a hole through this desk. Lindsay.
All right, so my most anticipated show for this year, I'm still currently watching, I just watched episode 9 yesterday, is Yashahime. It is the sequel series to Inuyasha, and it follows the twin daughters of Sesshomaru, and then the daughter of Kagome and Inuyasha. And the main overlying plot, there's some... Basically, Sesshomaru and Inuyasha's father doesn't really have a successor because Sesshomaru doesn't want to do it. So the other demon that they kind of balance each other out is taking more power. And he more or less wants to destroy Sesshomaru's line. So, yeah, drama.
Huh. Yes.
Oh, no. I did not know this existed at all.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow. It's been all over the internet.
Are you talking about the show or this GIF I sent?
This GIF.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely the show, because I was listening to Lindsay.
I was too. I was actually going to say, I walked down there and I didn't know it was out yet, so I walked in on her watching
it. And he thought I was watching Inuyasha because the art style is still exactly the same. Oh, I absolutely love it. I was super excited for the dub because they got most of the original voice cast from Inuyasha back, which now, sad tearness with Kirby being gone. I don't know where that's going. I haven't even checked the dub episodes since then. I've just been still watching the subtitled ones. But yeah, the first 9 episodes are up already. And yeah, Shelby, watch it. It is good. The opening and closing theme songs are both amazing. I immediately downloaded them on Spotify.
I would also like to point out to Hunter and Tanner and possibly Jesse and Lindsay and Shelby that if you go to my Facebook, there's a clip of me playing Watch Dogs Legion. Hunter, you're going to find it especially entertaining. I tried to throw a drone at the cop because I thought it'd be funny. Terrible things happened.
I saw you got hit by an ambulance.
Yes, and then everything exploded, people died, and a guy rode in on a motorcycle. Billy and I were watching it, and I was literally like, no guy on a motorcycle, don't! And he just kept going and smashed and flew. It was very funny. All right, back to the top of the order. Let's take it back to me. I am hopefully, and I'm really praying on this. I'm going to pray on this. Maria, tell him I'm going to pray on this.
I'm
going
to pray on it.
That I'm not taking another one from Shelby. Picard.
No, I haven't seen it yet, so you're good.
Oh, okay, good. Well,
does
I
that
finished
count?
Because
we only watched like 2 episodes of it, unless you finished it without me.
You only watched 2 episodes of it.
Confirmation, you didn't finish it
I didn't finish it at all. I don't finish with girls. Okay.
Just those names in the chat.
It's just just guys that look like this. Here, let me show you. This guy. This guy.
He's got this all this ready guy. To go. These are on his desk.
This is the Homelander. Yeah. Oh, stop it. Stop with the men's. Okay, so Picard is a continuation of the Next Generation, which rhymes, and it sees him in his later life. He's like a wine farmer at this point, or I guess they're not called wine farmers.
Wine farmer!
He has vineyards. Yeah,
after he farms it, he puts the wine into his wine library.
He plants only the finest wines.
He plants the finest wines.
it Shelby goes from is there. About crying.
I'm glad I can entertain her tonight. It's just if you like the Next Generation, which you should because it's the best Star Trek. I don't care what Jesse says. Shelby, back me up on this.
I'm sorry. What?
the Next Generation is the best Star Trek.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Good. Picard is a really good continuation of that. You get some really good cameos from Commander Riker, which, Hunter, as you know, Jonathan Frakes. Really quick, let's just give a shout-out to Jonathan Frakes if we can.
Yeah.
Brent Spiner's in it as Data. Jerry Ryan comes back as 7 of 9. It's just a really, really good time. So Picard is fantastic. I don't think they're going to make a season 2, but I wish they would. Really good show. Check it out. Let's go over to Jesse.
Oh, boy. Me next. See what else?
Yeah.
all right. The other one I watched. I'm gonna go with Kipo.
Kupo.
Kipo. The Age Kupo. Of the Wonder Beasts.
Huntu.
It's a Netflix exclusive. It's a DreamWorks show. They just aired the last season. But I watched all of it starting this year. Shelby got me into it, and we both watched it and really, really, really enjoyed it. I highly recommend everybody watch it. It's a distant future where animals have mutated and are called mutes, and they actually have taken over the surface of the world. They are able to talk. They're significantly larger. Most humans are underground in bunkers, a lot of them trying to figure out the best way to retake the surface. And it's really, really interesting. Like, it's super fun. Like, I just really, really enjoy the show.
Okay. All right, that works for me. Let's take it over to Shelby.
The Good Place.
Oh, I can't finish it. Can't finish it.
You need to, because it's so good.
Yeah.
No. It's The Good... All right, so I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that whiny guy that goes, but we watched it together. But that's one of those shows that the ex and I watched together. She was the reason I watched it. So it's still one of those things I can't touch yet. I want to go back to it someday. I do want to finish it. I love the show. It's a great show, but I haven't finished it, so. But it's a good show. Very good show.
In Kipo, there are things. They're cats, but they're
Jesse.
Called...
Jesse, we're done talking about that.
But I want to explain this character that's on.
Jesse,
the screen.
Jesse, your time is over.
Okay,
that's Shelby's got the floor now.
All
right. I think he's just real happy about these cats.
I really really like the Timber Cats.
Well, of course he likes it. It's basically Jesse as a cat.
I have never been more flattered in my life.
That's Jesse Cat.
Never before has he been more insulted by something he 100% agreed with.
He's just going to scream, right. I own you all.
Well, Ben and Ernie did. That's why they shut it down. Every day they come to the office, he would just say, I own you all.
Where are you going?
But it was in that. But it was in that Jesse just woke up voice. So they would come in and he would hit him
with that. I own you all.
I get to hear that and every morning.
Yeah, that's also sexy. It's a shame you can't put a picture of that up. All right, let's go. Let's go over to Tanner. Tanner, what do you got?
The Masked Singer.
Pause for groans.
I was about to say,
Look, I don't care. Normally, I don't like the singing contest songs, shows, but this one I've actually gotten to and enjoy, especially right now, because I'm pretty sure Leanne Rimes is on it, and Shannon, I'm going to hit that crush button for myself.
Oh, the return of the crush button. Okay, good. Oh,
it sounded like somebody just activated a joy buzzer in my ear, and I didn't enjoy that.
I'm sorry. Welcome to the crush button.
I feel
we hit it a lot when I'm around.
We should not have a button that makes our listeners' ears hurt. That sounds like a bad idea.
No, they do that the moment they hit play. That's that button.
At this point, it's too far gone.
But The Masked Singer, I'll tell you what I really do like about that show, Tanner, because I've never watched it. But I really like the costumes. I know that sounds weird, but yes. I think the costumes are very, very cool.
Well, this is what I suggest, and I'll put the video up in the Discord, but... currently, there are two on this season that are out. It's out. One's Leanne Rimes, I know for a fact, even though she hasn't been unmasked yet. The other one I'm pretty sure is Julianne Hough, but they're both phenomenal.
You mean Huff?
Is a
I never know how to pronounce it. Yeah.
Yes.
Huff.
Yes.
Okay, because where I'm from, Huff is Huff.
Yeah. She's well. That's like what? Like Eddie Izzard would say. It's and. You know, I'm with you on through at least because you spell it through and we spell it thruff.
You mean Eddie Izzard?
Oh,
it's pronounced Izzard, my friend.
God, let's move on to Hunter.
It's a joke. It's a
Okay. Wait,
it's a Craig Ferguson joke.
Okay, wait, did Hunter know that though?
I don't know.
No.
Let's go to Hunter. Hunter, what do you got?
Yeah, please. Let's move on.
Please.
I'm a big documentary guy. I love documentaries, especially true crime stuff. And this year we got some stuff, but not as much as I was hoping for. But I'll tell you what I really did enjoy. Probably outside of The Orange Years, my favorite documentary of the year. And that was a movie, so that doesn't count. Right. It's called I'll Be Gone in the Dark. This was a limited series on HBO, and it was about Michelle McNamara, who you guys may remember as Patton Oswalt's wife.
His wife
who passed away.
Yep.
Yeah.
She was a true crime writer, and she
basically
wrote a whole book called I'll Be Gone in the Dark, Hunting Down the Golden State Killer.
Yeah.
And the episodes leading up to that are incredible because there's, I think, five or six episodes of this that are all about her putting this book together and how involved she got in this case and everything. And then, of course, she passes away. And the remainder of the series is about Patton and her family and such coming together. The book comes out. They get it published. And not long afterward, and this is no big spoiler because if you know the news story, you know this case, they catch the guy.
Yeah.
They eventually figure out, in fact, indeed, exactly who this was based on a lot of her research and get him convicted. And so it really is just this kind of roller coaster of this big downturn of when she passes away all the way building up to, you know, the legacy that she left behind on that. And they have Patton on the show to do a lot of talking about their lives together. And
so they go into her dying?
Oh, yeah. Like halfway through the series, she dies.
Wow.
Yeah, or at least they go into the timeline of when she dies. And so the remainder of the episodes are what happens after that. You know, the book getting published and him getting caught and everything.
Right. Wow. I want to check that out.
It's on HBO Max, if I remember correctly. I'm almost positive it's on HBO Max. And it was really, really good. It prompted me to immediately, and I haven't read it yet, go and pick up the book and get my hands on that. Because generally, if I'm reading, I'm also reading nonfiction, either political or true crime stuff. And it's waiting for me on the shelf behind me somewhere.
Cool. I'm going to look in that one, too. Thank you, Hunter. Let's go to Lindsay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go with the newest one that I just started watching, but I've been thoroughly enjoying. Disney Plus recently put up Marvel 616. And it's just a documentary series showing different aspects inside Marvel. It starts off, the very first episode of the series is talking about the Japanese Spider-Man TV series didn't see the light of day to the rest of the world until a few years back. Oh,
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man!
Yep. There's an episode on women that work in Marvel. There's an episode focused on artists, writers, toy makers, and toy photographers, cosplayers, just all different aspects of Marvel, and I've been thoroughly enjoying it.
Hunter, was that racist?
No, that's how it's spelled.
Spider-Man. Okay, just make it sure.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, every time I've walked down to Lindsay's house lately, she's been watching that, so she's definitely enamored with it. Okay.
Yes.
I expected more from that. All right. Mr. Trump is a liar and a racist. Well, I expected more
from that. It's spelled like this, Spider-Man.
Yep.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Let's go back to Shannon. Thank you, Shannon. My next pick... Because I'm pretty sure someone's going to take this if I don't. And also, we should try to make these a little shorter at this point. And that YouTube one's going to fly right by, trust me.
Oh, that ain't happening. We don't even close to have time. This is number two for everybody, right? We have three to go.
We're three.
We're on three now.
This is three? Okay. Yeah.
My next one is Tiger King. Pause for groans. Look, I know it's cliched. And I know it's
somebody
overdone.
Somebody needed to mention it, though.
Yeah, well, okay, so not to, you know, pull the veil back too far, but Tiger King came out right around the time of my breakup, and I was going through a real tough time, and Lindsay can vouch for this because we watched it together. Well, I fell asleep multiple times due to sadness, but the times that I did watch it, I was really, really in love with Tiger King, and then I rewatched it later. I actually started watching it with Maria, and then I watched it again on my own a little bit because... It's one of those things that you could just watch over and over again. It's the story of Joe Exotic and his... It starts as a documentary about, like, his insanity. And then it goes into this huge thing about Carole Baskin. I mean, you've all seen the memes. You've all heard the jokes. It's at this point, it's so pop culture. It's so ingrained in pop culture that I don't even have to talk about it. Everyone knows what Tiger King is.
I mean, they had Halloween costumes out this year.
And my God, the memes born from Joe Exotic himself. But one thing I really like about the Tiger King show is that... It introduced Joe Exotic to a lot of people in the world. But I and a lot of my friends already knew Joe Exotic from years ago. We saw him on John Oliver. Some of us had seen some of his old videos, even like on the internet, because they were circulating. So Joe Exotic was not new to a lot of us. But it's such a fascinating story of people who are awful. And it's well worth a watch. I know it's cliched and it's overblown, but it is well worth a watch. I highly recommend Tiger King. It's a lot of fun. And also... kind of dark. I mean, it's a lot of everything. So it's a cultural phenomenon. Go check it out. I recommend it. Jesse.
Oh, boy. My next one is going to be Gravity Falls.
Is that new?
New to me. It's been out for a while. Okay. Like I had never given it a chance. It's one of Shelby's favorite shows. So we watched it earlier this year because it's on Disney Plus, and I thoroughly enjoyed this show. It's fantastic. It's almost like cartoon X-Files for kids, but it's very much like, it's one of those cartoons that like, it was made for kids, but for adults to enjoy as well. And it's really, really good. The overall story is really good. It's spectacular. J.K. Simmons is in it, and that should sell you guys.
That's all you have to say.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
He's a fantastic actor. I love J.K. Simmons.
Everybody loves J.K. Simmons,
by the way. In the final episode of Adventures of Pete and Pete.
A young J.K. Simmons. Also,
yes.
Also, he was in the show Oz, which I wish my dad hadn't walked in and caught me watching. Good show.
Did you ever see the Seinfeld sketch or the SNL sketch? Yeah,
where he went to Oz. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, you missed out on the makeup sodomy? I missed out on the makeup sodomy. All right, Shelby, please, for the love of God, save this. It.
New Girl.
Damn it.
What's wrong with New Girl?
Nothing. I got nothing against New Girl.
The weird thing about this is I don't actually know their faces because we watch this as we're going to bed, so I don't have my glasses on. I only know them by their voices.
So you've never actually seen the show. You've only heard it.
She's technically seen it.
I think that's disqualified.
I'm
going to give it to her. Hunter, the blurs.
I've seen the blurs.
The
blurs.
The globe.
The globe.
The other night, I actually had my glasses on. I was like, huh, that's not what I thought Coach would look like.
And he's a big-time Republican. Get it, Coach Craig T. Nelson? It's fine. I'll see myself out. Let's move on.
For groans.
Moving on. Tanner.
Let's see. I know I'm going to steal this from somebody. I don't know. Maybe not, because I'm sure everybody's probably seen it before this year, but Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no!
Another one stolen from the Shelby.
All right, gotta take
that. I'm so sorry, Shelby. I just discovered the show this year. Well, I didn't just, I mean, not discover, but like, I finally took the time to
I was about to say,
because
me and Hunter have been screaming the praises of Brooklyn Nine-Nine from the rooftops for a while.
Well, and you even, as I started to say, you even before me, because that was my summer watching, last summer, 2019 anyway, I watched that and Sunny, It's Always Sunny, like all the way through both series. That was also when I finally got around to watching The Office. 2019 was a funny summer. This one was a little rougher.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got through it then.
Yeah, I remember watching it for the first time and how Captain Holt was my favorite character and thinking I recognized him from somewhere. And it actually came back to me when I went and watched the movie. It was,
he's already forgotten again.
Hot Rod?
Andre Bauer's in a bunch of stuff, so.
The Mist.
Oh, I thought you meant Andy Samberg. That's what it's like. It's gotta be Hot Rod, right?
The Mist?
Nope. It was
Homicide.
With Matthew Broderick.
Oh.
It was a Civil War movie.
Glory. Damn it.
Glory.
Say
it. Yep.
Yeah. That's a good movie.
That was a great movie.
Anyway.
I'm not often on this show when somebody's trying to get movie trivia out of Shannon and then I beat him to it. I'm like, I forget that's his thing. I can't do
it. Hate it. I hate it when someone beats me at that. My favorite part, though, is when someone challenges me on it and I tell them, don't do this.
Hey.
It's like when they come down that hallway. Quit coming down that hallway.
Quit coming down that hallway. Stop going up that ladder, jackass. And then I shoot him in the face.
I did all best right. Shannon once in TV in movie trivia out of 100 attempts, but... I got that one.
Which one was it?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Let's swing it over to Hunter. I'm getting
attacked
right now. Hunter, go ahead.
Are you being attacked?
By my own thoughts.
Okay. I'm going to say, because nobody's going to pick this one, I think. I think I was the only one that watched it. Perry Mason. HBO did the revival of Perry Mason with Robert Downey Jr. was one of the executive producers. And they did a lot of new things from the original show. It's if you like detective work, if you like the Roaring Twenties era, man, it's just really, really good stuff. And it was a limited series. They only ran like 7 or 8 episodes. Can't even tell you the names of the actors and actresses in it off the top of my head. There are several that I remember and recognized, but it's just... It's a really nice, tight little mystery that starts with Perry as a detective and then moves into him in his legal work. And it's just good stuff. Period piece. Really high drama. It's a lot of fun. And it's really, really well shot. So it's cinematographical. The cinematography is really good. I'm going to leave it there. It's a good show.
Wine farmer.
Right. He's a wine farmer.
Okay. No.
God damn it.
Lindsay.
I'm gonna go with one that I just kind of watched the trailer start playing on Netflix and I said, sure, why not, let's try this. The Queen's Gambit.
No, yeah. I didn't think anyone was gonna take that from me, so I was saving it.
Yeah, no, I really
now
liked
you know
it.
How it feels. You oh wait, hold on, give me 1 second, Lindsay. Hold on. Give me 1 second,
hurry up.
Pause for effect.
Here it comes. Okay, here
we go. Now you know what it feels like, you son of a bitch.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh.
Lindsay, actually, I think has the highest proportion of stealing stuff from me.
Do I really?
Yeah, because not many people will steal, because I get to steal from Shannon a lot.
Yeah.
And then I think that, yeah, you're the person that steals from me the most frequently.
I'm sorry. I honestly didn't think anybody else would have it on there.
The important thing is...
tries to steal from Shannon.
Sometimes
it's a game.
Me and Shannon have very similar tastes, so it ends up happening a lot.
The important thing is that nobody steals from Tanner. He's in a league of his own. Lindsay, tell us about the Queen's Gambit.
It is basically a show about competitive chess. And the main character in it basically becomes an orphan and learns how to play while she's in the orphanage, and then it just kind of goes up through.
Shit. Did Chess kill her parents?
No. I don't know the whole thing with her dad, but her mom got crushed by a truck.
Yeah, but you know who was driving that truck? The inventor of chess, Dr. Jerry Chess.
No. No, it wasn't.
Also, it's set in the 50s and 60s.
60s. Yeah, it goes up to like the early 70s, if I'm remembering right. But
yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, it's kind of neat seeing just like the obsessiveness of the players.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, like, now we got to speed through the last two. Oh, go ahead, Jesse. You had a point.
No, I was going to say, the show is like, it's way better than it has any right to be. Like, I really, really enjoyed it. Starring Anya Taylor-Joy.
Johnson. Joy, yeah, that's what it is. Also, chess sales have literally gone up since the show came out. Not kidding.
Yeah, no, that's really? Like, it has, like, invigorated the community, from my understanding.
That's just like meth use went up when My Name is Earl came out.
Oh, I love that show.
They reinvigorated the chess.
That can't happen.
Great. All right, so let's get the last... Let's just say the last two. Just do your last two. That way we can either steal more from Shelby or less. We'll see. My last two is Castlevania, because season 3 came out this year. And
I still need to watch season 3.
I finally watched it on my own. I finished it when we all split up. And other than the, like, I don't know, kind of really out of place sex in the last episodes, the season was really good. I don't know, man. That nudity and the sex just kind of came out of nowhere, especially with Alucard. I'm not going to say what happens, but when it happens, you're going to probably do like me and go, what the hell? Because you have no idea why this is going on.
You're sitting there holding the remote. What the hell?
But otherwise, it was really good. Castlevania is always a good time. Season 3 was good. It's not as good as the second season, but they're setting stuff up for the fourth one. They're really pushing Hector as a main character. I don't know how I feel about that, but it's good. It's good. And the other one I had originally, and I wrote it down wrong, was Saturday Night Love. And then I realized that should be Saturday Night Live. And then I decided to cancel it out completely because I forgot. The third season of, or was it the second season? I don't know. It's the newest season of Kingdom came out this year. And I forgot that it came out this year because I literally binge watched the entire series the day of my breakup. That's what I did. I barricaded myself in my room and I binge watched the entire series in one day, the new season, because I absolutely loved the first season. I've talked about it on the show before. It's historical. It's history, but with zombies. That's all I'll say about it. It's really good. I love this show. And I know they're going to come out with a new season because they left it on a cliffhanger. I highly recommend it. Cannot recommend it enough. So those are my two choices. Castlevania and Kingdom. Jesse.
All right. So my last two is going to be Parasite. It's an anime on Netflix. It's kind of interesting. Basically, a parasite starts taking over human bodies and they sort of assume control. The series focuses on one particular person that managed to stop his parasite from taking over his brain. And so now he just has this parasite thing in his hand. And
is this the remake from the series in the early 90s?
I have no idea if it was from the early 90s or not. But I...
Because I'm pretty sure there was a series called Parasite.
There may have been.
There definitely was. I don't know if it's the same thing.
But there was definitely
a Parasite.
Yeah, this was really, really good. I highly recommend checking that out. And then God of High School. It's one of those... They recently started making actual anime out of the Webtoons series from Korea. And God of High School is one of the first ones from that grouping. And it's not like... It's not particularly great in terms of like the story and everything. But the fight scenes and the combat choreography, it basically the entire anime is a tournament arc, which is pretty, I guess, standard in a lot of the shonen animes,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Shonen animes. It's usually when I tap out a shonen series.
Yeah, so Lindsay wouldn't like this at all because this entire show.
That's when I get bored.
Yeah, the entire show is a tournament arc. So yeah, that's definitely the artwork for Parasite there.
Yeah, that it's a remake then from the manga that was out in mid 90s.
So it's an adaptation of a manga from the 90s, not a remake of an anime then.
I'm pretty sure they had an anime also, but everything I'm seeing is just manga images.
Okay.
Manga.
Cuz yeah, that is definitely the main character.
Shannon wants to start a fight.
I'm not that picky about it.
Yeah, God of High School is fantastic. The music is great. The fight scenes are absolutely incredible, like out of this world incredible. But the story is kind of meh.
Shelby, I calls them like I sees them. Books are manga, and the shows are cartoons. Pause for groans.
No, I was just waiting for the disconnect sound.
No, because Jesse's there too.
I told you, I'm not that petty about it.
I'm talking
to you.
Hold on. Yeah.
You're not the one I expected to disconnect.
So I'm just gonna reach over my keyboard and like just click.
Lindsay, I got you.
We were talking about Shelby.
You still haven't given me that Murloc noise yet.
It doesn't pick up as well as I thought it would. Yeah.
That makes me sad.
Because I thought it would put it directly on the soundboard, but it actually plays it through the speakers, and actually since I have my headphones on right now, you can't hear it at all. So unfortunate.
Well,
I'll figure it out. Jesse, did you do too?
What?
You do too? Yep. Okay, let's move on to Shelby. Where no one can steal the rest of them.
Right. Because everyone's already taken like one or two. Mandalorian, because I watched all of that. It's really good. And
yes, absolutely.
I'm going to go with Korra, because I'm pretty sure I watched all of that this
year
too.
Yeah, we watched all of Korra this year.
Okay.
What's Korra?
It's the
Avatar,
it's
a spinoff
Avatar
from
sequel.
Avatar.
Oh, okay. Got you.
The Legend of Korra.
Legend of Korra. Yeah, there you go.
When you just say Korra.
Which features one Zelda Williams.
Yeah. She's the lead antagonist in the final season.
That's Robin Williams' daughter.
Yes.
Named after the character from Legend of Zelda.
Uh-huh.
Hunter, this is an actual sword that was actually mentioned in The Legend of Zelda.
Do you have the power of it?
Duty, 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 duty. All right.
The power of the sword.
Tanner, let's go.
Okay, my last two. Let me get back on page here. Nope, that's the wrong page. No, that's still the wrong page.
Did you put one show per page?
No.
Okay.
All right. The Conners.
I love The Conners.
The Conners is real good. The newest episode was great.
I haven't
great.
Seen the newest episode yet.
It's pretty good.
I don't understand this gif of that moment when, and then there's like another language.
Arabic.
That's Farsi, I think.
Anyway, second show is for this year was the Clone Wars final season.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched that
Same.
Yet.
It's so good.
Well.
Just watching everything leading up to Vader.
You know, Tanner
and Ahsoka and
Big Daddy Kane would say that with Ahsoka being on Mandalorian, that it's not the final season, that the Clone Wars will continue.
But they're the Clown Wars.
In fairness, Ahsoka was also in Rebels.
That's true. She
was.
She got pulled into the world between worlds.
I guess I could have used Rebels last season because I just watched it this year. So.
When she was saved from Darth Vader and she went to time. All right. Hunter?
Well, Jesse clearly forgot that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. wrapped up this year.
I actually still haven't seen the last season.
Oh, really?
Yep. Also, I did try to stick to my list was Lindsay's original. I just stuck with the stuff I started this year.
Gotcha. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. final season was this year, so I guess technically I could just make that an honorable mention. I liked it a lot, don't get me wrong, but if I want to go with stuff exclusively from this year, well, that still wouldn't work here. Anyway, The Plot Against America was a really great show on HBO, again, in kind of the same vein as Perry Mason, but it's an alternate history show. If Charles Lindbergh had been elected president of the United States, he was sort of famously anti-Semitic. And so it's about Jewish families in New York dealing with him as president and suddenly finding themselves people without a country in their own country. And it's really, really good. It's very slow. John Turturro is in it, which is kind of cool. Real slow, but it's really well done. Again, it's a period piece. It's really neat. I also really enjoyed, and this would be my other one then, even though it's only just a bit. Oh, the Discord keeps going off. Please stop. Please stop.
Sorry.
Please stop.
I got one for everybody.
Shannon, this would not be something I would take from you, but I think you will agree with me. The most recent season of David Letterman's My Next Guest needs no introduction.
Yes, that's a great, Netflix. Great series. Yeah, that's a good series. Although he got in a little bit of trouble for that one.
Really?
Yeah, it was the Kim Kardashian one. I forget.
The only one I haven't watched.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, he asked something to her, and she played it off fine, but people kind of were a little critical of him about it. I'm going to look that up, figure out what exactly it was that he said. But yeah,
of the most recent season, they only did 4 episodes, and that's the only one that I haven't watched from that season. I also did not watch the one with Kanye last season, but he did this season talk to Robert Downey Jr., Dave Chappelle, and Lizzo, and all 3 of those were really great interviews. David Letterman is just, he's one of the best interviewers of all time, and I'm so glad that, though he's not doing the Tonight Show anymore, or the Late Show anymore, that he's still doing that to some degree, because it's just nice to have him, you know, out there interviewing people and getting their takes on things. So, yeah, really enjoyed those 3. It was just 3 episodes, but I enjoyed that quite a bit.
I agree. Also, I tried to find out what it was. I can't find it, but I did find this big piece about how David Letterman said he completely misjudged Kim Kardashian and how much he respects her now, and how, well, that's high praise to me coming from David Letterman. Okay. Lindsay, last picks. Let's go.
Okay. I have a guilty pleasure of watching baking competition shows.
She
so
does.
I have to have Zumbo's Just Desserts on there. It's Adriano Zumbo's cooking show that takes place in Australia. The man makes some insane desserts, and they have to match him. So it's a good fun watch. And then my second one is the remake of Fruits Basket. Season 2 came out this time, and it is making me cry like every other episode, but I love these characters and I don't care.
That doesn't surprise me. You cry at literally everything.
I do not.
It's pretty bad.
Just many things, but not everything.
All right. Well, that was great. that's going to wrap it up tonight. Do you guys want to do the YouTube thing?
No.
Hunter, I'm going to drop a bombshell right now.
Okay.
Tomorrow's episode of Horse Time.
Yes.
Is going to be one of the most divisive and possibly controversial episodes of Horse Time that we've ever had.
Wait, are you going to admit that Cody actually has seen Ghostbusters?
No. No. I would never do that. Tomorrow's episode, we're going to do it. We're going there. The argument's has been brought up at the store. And it's time we brought it to the show. We're going to pit them against each other and decide which one's best. Tomorrow on Horse Time, it's going to be Star Wars versus Lord of the Rings versus Harry Potter.
It's still Star Wars.
Don't spoil it.
You know what?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, you know there it is.
He's out.
It is still Star Wars.
Going.
What the...
I like how he left, but he got. You weren't in the group chat to see him. Yeah, now he's back, so I'll tell the story. You weren't in the group chat to see him get mad about not being on the Star Wars show last week after we directly invited him.
Directly invited him. Tanner, you going to be on tomorrow? You going to join in with this discussion?
Yeah, probably.
He's got to defend Harry Potter.
I feel like he knows that he's the only one who's not going to pick Star Wars, and it's just going to be bad.
Oh, it's
No. I'm probably going to pick Star Wars, but I'm going to have arguments for at least one of those other places.
We got to find.
Well, I like both of those other things, but they're not better than Star Wars.
Accurate.
You're going to have Maria on the show.
I'm
going to
say,
yeah,
I got
to
have at least one person on there to represent the other show. So maybe we'll invite Maria on, and she can blab about Lord of the Rings and how Gandalf the Red goes home to Lord Mountain Door and shoots lasers in his boyfriend's ass. I don't know.
Look, do we just need to play the clip of Randall? There's only one return, and it's not of the king. It's of the Jedi.
I love that bit. Shelby might be Harry Potter in that list.
Even the fucking trees.
Even the fucking trees walked on that one. we'll talk about the trees walking. We'll talk about Mannequin Skywalker. We'll talk about all of it tomorrow on Horse Time.
Lucas's boy toy.
Yeah.
Toy boy.
Oh, yeah.
It's one or the other. We totally do. Okay. Tomorrow, Horse Time. The Battle of the Giants. It's going to be incredible, or it'll be a complete waste of time. You can never tell on Friday. All right, with that said, that's going to do it for us tonight. I want to thank my guests of the evening, of course, Jesse Kimball, the co-owner of Podzilla 1985, Lindsay Wolfgang, the queen of Podzilla 1985, Tanner Calvert, who's a real good sport, Shelby, and Double H. Thank you guys for being here tonight. We'll be back tomorrow for Horse Time, which is always regretful. Until then, you guys take care of yourselves. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Hunter, take us out.
Later.